You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
This is Marion Call at the pub with the Boston Skeptics, and you're listening to the Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 432.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. This is the first of our series of, the Road to Dragon Con. That's the plan?
Yes, the Road to Dragon Con, which we will celebrate in our very own homes this year.
Yes, the virtual road to virtual Dragon Con. We're not actually getting on the road.
That's right.
Staying right here, Dragon Con will come to you. A little Dragon Con talk and a special Dragon Con guest. But first, of course, Cornflake, what is National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
We gotta jump into the fray this week, Kevin, because this is already underway as the show goes live. We are celebrating from August 16th to August 22nd. Kiss the cook, because it's National Chef Appreciation Week.
This is the whole week. Okay.
The whole week.
All right. What do we have to appreciate about chefs?
Well, I thought it might be fun to appreciate chefs from pop culture.
Sure. All right. Let's do this. Let's knock out as many as we can really quick.
All right.
All right. Swedish chef, obviously. Yes. That's got to be the top guy, right?
The man, the myth, the Muppet. Swedish Chef, you know, currently he can be seen on Disney Plus's Muppets Now alongside Beverly Plume, a turkey. You saw this?
Yes, I saw the first episode of that new Muppet show. And yeah, there's the Swedish Chef with a chicken and a turkey.
Okie dokie cooking is the segment on the show. And I thought you would be thrilled to see a turkey.
Yes. Sorry. So is that all of them? Have we hit every chef in the history of pop culture now?
Well, what about Chef from South Park?
Sure.
Leona from Mystic Pizza. Remember her?
Oh, no, not particularly. Okay, I remember that it's set at a pizza place. Sure. I'm not as intimately familiar with that movie as you are, because I haven't seen it in 30 years.
And we've talked about Orange is the New Black on the show before. Yep. And so there's Galena Red, who's the chef at the prison.
Right. From Star Trek Voyager. She beamed down to the big house.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How about Mel? Would Mel count from Mel's Diner on Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Right. Mel.
I mean, he doesn't wear the big fancy chef's hat. He wears his little navy sailor's cap.
Yeah, well, we've never seen him wear the big chef's hat, but maybe he breaks it out when nobody's looking. Who can say?
Yeah, he did break it out once or twice. There are scenes where he puts on a fancy chef's hat, only for special occasions. I think the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, the big poofy hat. And what about Jack Tripper from Three's Company? He went to culinary school.
Yes, Jack was indeed a chef. Wow, you came prepared with a list of chefs. I'm impressed.
Well, I like talking about cooking. And there's also all the cooking shows that I was raised with as a child, like Yan Ken Cook, Julia Child, all of those.
I like the Cajun guy. Remember that Cajun guy? Justin Wilson.
Yeah.
Justin Wilson. Yeah. All right, you've convinced me. I suppose we can appreciate chefs. I've run into the Swedish chef at Dragon Con once or twice over the years.
Really? Wow.
Yes. There have been some Swedish chef costumers lurking about.
Oh my goodness, that's so great.
So yeah, virtual Dragon Con this year. This would have been my 14th Dragon Con, I believe.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I don't know if, I guess this counts. Would this still count as being a Dragon Con this year, virtual Dragon Con?
100%, particularly since you're still going to be involved in some of the activities that are happening virtually.
I will be very involved, yes. I feel like we have to throw an asterisk on this one.
That's fine.
But we'll see. My first Dragon Con was in 1996. And then I took 12 years off so that I could, you know, work out the kinks.
Yep.
I said, you people get your act together, then maybe I'll come back. I'll see you in a dozen years. And I returned to Atlanta in 2008, and I've been to every Dragon Con ever since then. So that one, they all kind of blend together when you go every year. Like if you ask me, what year did this happen? I'm like, I don't know. It's somewhere in there. But it's one giant 12-year blur. 96, because it's kind of isolated. You know, I just went to that one that I can tell you who, like, the big guests that year. Neil Gaiman was there in 96.
Neat.
I don't think he's been back since.
Well, it's a good thing you caught him in 96 then.
Yeah, Neil was there, I remember. Mark Hamill was there in 1996. I don't think Mark's been back. I just caught like a fleeting glimpse of Mark Hamill. I saw him in the autograph room with a long, long line of people waiting to get stuff signed. Because I remember that he was there for some kind of a video game. It wasn't a Star Wars thing, but some other video game thing, I think, he was involved in. Like, they sponsored Mark Hamill being at Dragon Con. And then, like, rumor was going around that he would not sign any Star Wars stuff. That he would only sign stuff from this other game that he was there to promote. Because then I heard someone mention that to Peter David, you know, comic book writer Peter David, who was always there. And somebody mentioned that Mark wasn't signing Star Wars stuff. And Peter said, and they're friends. And Peter said, what? And he said, he'll sign whatever you want. And Peter said, did you read that in the Daily Dragon? The Daily Dragon is like a little daily newsletter, updates or changes about the convention, what's happening that day. And it was, you know, a physical piece of paper that they would issue every day and still do. It's kind of obsolete these days, more or less because of the app. You know, now everything's online. But back then, all we had was this piece of paper. Peter David said, did you read that in the Daily Dragon? And this kid said, yeah. And Peter said, everything in the Daily Dragon is wrong. And Cornflake, again, this is 1996, so I'm sure things changed. But in my experience, he was correct. Because the two or three times I referred to the Daily Dragon, yes, it was wrong. Kevin Smith was at Dragon Con in 1996.
Yeah, that was an exciting time to meet Kevin Smith or to see him in person.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw Kevin Smith. But I remember being so impressed by how funny he was, just how he could just engage an audience. And he was so cool and so much fun to hear just do Q&A. So that would have been like post-Mallrats, pre-Chasing Amy. Because Chasing Amy came out the following year.
Yeah, right around that time.
Yeah, because I remember somebody had a script. In the crowd, somebody had picked up a script from a dealer somewhere who was just selling copies of scripts because he handed the script to Kevin. Kevin was flipping through. He was like, yeah, this is what we shot. This is a pretty late version of the script. And he was like, where'd you get this from? And then the guy was like fingering one of the dealers down in the dealer room that was selling these pirated movie scripts. I remember Kevin just being very surprised at how many people showed up. He said, like, I was really expecting for my Q&A, like, there'd be like, five people would show up and I was just going to take you out to dinner. But instead,
yeah. Oh, wow.
It was a room full of people and he was great. Gwar was there that year too. You know Gwar?
The rock band Gwar.
Yeah, Gwar was there. I did not see their performance, but I did run into them wandering the dealer area. Suddenly I bumped into, they were fully suited up, full costume Gwar, just wandering around. And that was weird. Now, what we're doing today, and I think for the next few weeks, our path to virtual Dragon Con, we're going to throw to a special interview with a dear friend of mine and someone that was on the show once, very briefly, a million years ago. So this is her long-awaited, long-overdue return to the Flopcast. But our first of our Dragon Con-related guests is my friend Jessica. And we know Jessica, she's a costumer, so we know her from Good Enough Cosplay.
Right.
And she is a musician, and we know Jessica from Anaria, her symphonic metal band, which she's the lead singer of. And we've certainly talked about Anaria on the show. Anaria performed at Dragon Con a few years back. They had a big main stage concert there, which was amazing. And Anaria is still working on new music. They're going to have some new stuff out sometime soon. So I'm very excited that Jessica is going to join us to chat about Dragon Con a little bit. Ready to hear from Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's jump over to my talk with Jessica right now. Here we go. Okay, kids, welcome to the first of a bunch of special DragonCon guest episodes that we're doing in our path to virtual DragonCon for 2020. And I'm so excited that our guest for the very first one of these shows is a longtime friend of mine and friend of the show. And I got a lot to talk about because this is a DragonCon veteran. So let's do it. Everybody, please welcome Jessica Mercy.
Hello.
Hey, Jess. You have not been on this show in a million years.
I have not.
I don't know if you even remember. You were on the Flopcast very briefly.
I was.
Several years ago. We were at Aresia.
Oh, gosh. I haven't been to that continent in a very long time.
Cornflake and I were just wandering around Aresia, just pestering people.
Right for you guys.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. With Jessica, we have to get into Anaria and everything that you are up to. And when I thought of you and me at DragonCon, a memory came to mind, and this is one that you don't even know about.
Oh boy.
This is when your band, when Anaria performed at DragonCon. So this was 2014, I believe. And this is Jessica's symphonic metal band, Anaria, which we love. And you were one of the featured musical guests at DragonCon that year. And so you played a big show on the big stage.
We did. It was crazy.
The biggest stage at DragonCon. Like, that's the stage where David Tennant's going to speak. That's the stage they put him on.
Yep.
That's where they put Anaria. But before that show, earlier that night, you did a smaller show. You did like a little acoustic show.
We did. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. Wonderful show, of course. And you were in your Frozen costume.
Yep.
Is it Elsa?
Elsa, yep.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I had the character name. But you were in a beautiful, glowing, light-up costume from Frozen and did a great show. And as the band was packing up and getting ready to go do your other show, you came over and said hi. Then you had to run. I had to run. So Felicity was there as well. And she didn't really know you too well at that point. Mm-hmm. After you went away, she said to me, so let me see if I get this straight. She makes these amazing costumes. She's a great singer. She's gorgeous. And she's really nice. And what could I do? I kind of shrugged and yeah. Yeah, that's my friend Jessica.
Very shy, but once you get to know me.
So I know that you go way back as a DragonCon attendee, as I do. Do you remember what your first year was? When did you start?
2005.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is so. For the modern DragonCon era, then, you predate me. Technically, I went before you. I went to DragonCon in 1996.
Oh, wow.
For the first time. Yeah, a million years ago.
That's so crazy.
But then I took several years off. I didn't start going back until 2008.
Yeah. It was definitely way different back then compared to how it is now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, even from, 1996, I think there were two hotels when I was there in 96. And one of them was just for gaming. So I didn't even go in that one.
Yep.
Yeah. So for me, DragonCon in 96 was just one hotel.
Yep. Now it's what? Five? Six?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's five hotels plus all those other buildings. Crazy. And I think when I started coming back in 2008, it was four. I think that was before they added the Westin.
Yeah, yeah.
That was also before they started building the habit trails to to connect them.
Yep.
Now, I think we actually met like 10 years ago.
Probably.
I think we go back to 2010. However, I've been going through a lot of old DragonCon photos. I was going through photos from 2009. I took a picture of you at DragonCon 2009, and I think that's before I ever met you.
Oh, like, no.
You were just somebody in a costume, and I was just, a random creepy dude with a camera wandering around. I have a picture of you and Martha.
Oh, no.
As Black Canary and Huntress.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
Old school. Yeah, and then, ever since we, officially met, I feel like we managed to run into each other at the most random times in the most random places.
Yes. I rarely see you in the daylight.
Yep.
We tend to find each other super late at night. And sometimes really, 2, 3.
usually about 3 o'clock on like the fifth floor of like the Hyatt or something like that.
Yeah. For a while, I would just happen to run into everybody super late at night. And then eventually it just got so crowded and so crazy and so spread out that now I start sending messages out like, okay, where are you? Because if I want to find somebody, I'm never going to find anyone unless...
It's the only way nowadays.
Yeah. The main reason I'm doing these interviews leading up to DragonCon is just totally selfish because I'm trying to talk to the people that I would otherwise be seeing when I get there, you know?
I know.
So we're doing this instead. What was it like for Anaria to play DragonCon? Because I cannot imagine the logistics of, because that's a full-size, you know, show, equipment, instruments, moving everything from New England to Atlanta.
It was wild. So two of us flew down, and then the rest of the guys loaded up a van with all the essential equipment and drove it down and then drove it back.
Oh, so you got to fly.
I got to fly, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You're the star.
Yeah. Well, the other reason that I had to fly was that I couldn't get enough time off of work. Otherwise, I would have been in the van.
Well, that worked out then.
Part of the experience, though, is going in the van and roughing it.
Absolutely.
So I feel like we were actually pretty ill-prepared for how insane it was going to be when we finally got down there. But we figured it out and we made things work. But it was definitely an interesting experience. Probably one of the best shows we've played just because it was such a great stage.
Yep.
The guys on the sound and lighting were just impeccable. They really know what they're doing. So they're great on the spot. So when you're playing a song, they just know what to do. So they know how to make it look cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a total pro presentation.
Yeah.
That was a full-scale, like, arena rock show.
Amazing. I loved it. It was such a fun experience. Would definitely love to do it again someday, but definitely need to make some changes to make it go a little bit more smoothly.
No, that was really special. I was there. I was in the front row. It was me and Martha, Brittany, Felicity. There was a gang of us right up front.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have some videos of everybody in the front row. Because we're just like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, but you had a big crowd there. That was
We did. It was a really good time. And people still remember us. Like, I ran into people last year. They were like, you're in that band Anaria. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because you had a table there as well. Like, you had a booth. You were meeting the fans all weekend.
Yeah, it was super fun.
That was great. You're a rock star.
On the weekends, sometimes.
That's right. Part-time rock star.
That's me.
Tragedy struck earlier today here at Chickentown Studios, by the way, Jess. You see I'm holding a cup of coffee right now?
Yes.
This is practically the last cup of coffee in Chickentown. My coffee maker died this morning.
Oh, no.
And I had a pitcher of iced coffee on reserve, so that's all the coffee I have right now.
Oh, no.
I frantically ordered a new machine this morning, and it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. So let's hope. Otherwise,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
We're going to have problems here tomorrow.
I was going to say, bad things are going to happen.
It's going to be rough. Since we're not, I know where you're not going to be Labor Day weekend. Same place I'm not going to be.
I know.
Although there is a virtual Dragon Con happening. And so we'll see how that goes. I'm going to be doing a bunch of panels and stuff as I normally do. But I'll be doing them from
awesome.
Right where I am right now. So we'll make the best of it. It'll be fun. But do you have plans for Dragon Con weekend? How are you going to get through it?
I think we might put some costumes on and do a photo shoot in the backyard.
Perfect.
And we'll probably have Dragon Con TV going pretty much the entire weekend just to kind of get that feeling.
That's a good idea. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. I think people are going to be doing like online hangouts and
Yeah,
because I think DragonCon TV, there's going to be several channels of it. So there's going to be a channel showing old stuff and old panels, plus the kind of goofy, you know, comedy little clips and stuff that they always show.
Which I love.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love them.
Then they're going to be showing the new stuff as well, because we are going to be doing new weird panels, which I'm frantically preparing for as we speak. So you've been doing costumes. You have not slowed down as far as your costuming.
No.
And photography and stuff all throughout this weird lockdown era.
Yeah, so Sergio and I are actually launching a production company for music production, music video production, and photography. So we just got ourselves a really nice camera. So we've been doing a lot of experiments with that. And I end up being the model most of the time.
Sure.
So I have to throw together outfits either from my existing wardrobe or I put something new together. Primarily, I've been doing a lot of Halloween pinup inspired outfits. usually during August, I have my Dragon Con costume crunch where I'm working overtime to get whatever it is I'm working on done.
Yep.
But I don't have that, so it feels kind of weird.
Yeah, and it doesn't all have to get squished into a suitcase this year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can just pull stuff out of my closet.
That's great that you're still working on more costume stuff, more photography stuff. We want to mention Good Enough Cosplay also.
Yes.
That's Jessica, as well as our friends Brittany and Martha, of course, from But First Let's Talk Nerdy, and Panda as well. And you've heard Panda on the Flopcast.
Yeah!
It's the four of you. That's your...
Miss Panda Valentine.
Oh, she's the best. Your costuming page. So I know that you're all scattered apart at this point, so hopefully at some point we can...
We did a fun Sailor Moon character feature a few months ago. So I think we have to probably chat and come up with another feature that we can all do from the comfort of our own homes. I think we were hoping that we would be able to travel by this fall so we could get together and do something, but I don't think that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be social distance costuming for a while.
Yep. Yep. But we'll make do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you call it Good Enough Cosplay.
Exactly. The cape will cover it.
Excellent. We'll have links to Good Enough Cosplay and Inaria. And oh, and there's new Inaria music on the way as well, right?
Yes, 15 songs.
Excellent. Excellent. I've got your first album and I've been eagerly awaiting the new stuff.
Yeah.
How does that work, working on music and working with the band? Has that been, that must be...
So we're just a trio right now. So it's me, Sergio, and Dan. So Sergio and I basically wrote most of the album before Dan got back on board. So Dan came in, gave his spiciness to some of the tracks, and we've been recording them from our home studio here in New Hampshire. So that's been really fun. It's big. It's a really big project, especially when you are putting together orchestral tracks with rock tracks. There's a lot of different things that you have to mix together, a lot of different warring frequencies, especially with like vocals and guitar. So it's definitely been a massive undertaking, but it's coming out really well. We shot two music videos. We're going to shoot one more. So we are busy and we have a lot of stuff to put out.
That is so cool. I love how busy you have been keeping with all these creative projects of yours, even though the world exploded.
Exactly.
You can still count on Jessica. Well, Jess, I'm so sorry we can't all be together this year. I'm hoping for next year. Hopefully.
Gosh, I hope so. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Way back at the beginning of all this, I was talking with my friend Virginia, who was way ahead of the curve of the rest of us on this. Like, she knew how bad this was going to get, I think, before the rest of us, really.
Yeah.
We were chatting about what was coming, and that's when they started canceling some of the spring conventions. And I remember talking to Virginia and saying, I'm sure glad Dragon Con isn't until the end of the summer. So we'll be all set.
Nope. Think again.
Now here we are. But
yep.
We're making the best of it. And I miss you terribly. Hope we can all get together.
Miss you too.
For real sometime. But great to talk to you. So glad to have you back on the Flopcast again after many, many, many years.
Indeed. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We love you, Jess. Keep in touch and talk to you soon.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, we're back with Cornflake.
Yes.
Cornflake is super busy this month, by the way, which is partly why we're doing some special guest interviews instead.
I do appreciate everybody who's coming on the show to step up to the plate for me.
Yes, we're all super busy this month. Again, we are just getting ready for Virtual Dragon Con. It's going to be fun. And let's go ahead and wrap up the first of these weird Dragon Con shows right now. Cornflake, get us out of here.
Yes. All right. Our website is flopcast.net. We're at facebook.com/flopcast because, of course, we are. Our handle is @flopcast on Twitter. We are @_flopcast on Instagram. Please find us on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating. Give us a review. That would be so sweet of you. And music is written and performed for the Flopcast by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Oh, there's a band that will never, ever perform at Dragon Con. I assure you.
Oh, careful, Kevin. Never say never.
And the entire state of Georgia thanks us profusely. All right, Cornflake, thanks for our first weird Dragon Con episode. Hey, thank you, everybody. Please remember, be safe. Be good. Be Be kind. Black lives matter. Trans lives matter. Take care of each other. Keep in touch. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
We are the Cigar Nerds Podcast. Do you like cigars? Great! We review cigars while talking about movies, TV shows, science, and pop culture news. What? You don't like cigars? Great! Because we also talk about science, movies, TV shows, and whatever's going on in the news. It's what we do. We smoke cigars, and we know things. Find us on CigarNerdPodcast.com. We're also on the ESO Network.
And, oh, Cornflake, after show.
After show time.
If there are any new DragonCon people joining us for the first time, if you made it through the promo, let me explain what's going on. This is the secret after show. This is the part of the show that nobody hears except the people that listen through the promo. So welcome. You're part of a very elite group.
And shh, don't tell anyone.
No, it's a secret. Hey. It's a big, very important secret. Cornflake, you know what I thought we'd do for a DragonCon themed after show?
What are we going to do?
I've got like all my photo albums here on my old computer in front of me. And if you want to throw out a year that I was at DragonCon, I'm just going to pull up my DragonCon photos and see if one catches my eye. And we'll just run through it real quick. So if you want to, let's skip 96 because we talked a lot of 96 at the top of the show. Hit me with any year from 2008 through 2019.
2013.
Interesting choice. Let me see. 2013, DragonCon, here we are. Oh, you know, the first thing that catches my eye as soon as I open this page is my friend Liz. You know, Liz, president of Boston Skeptics back in the day. She's a regular at DragonCon as well, just like me, and she hangs out with the skeptic people and the science track people. And Liz is also a really fun, excellent costumer. And I ran into Liz in 2013 at DragonCon, and she was fully suited up as, from How I Met Your Mother, Robin Sparkles.
Oh, Robin Sparkles!
Canadian pop star Robin Sparkles.
Very cool.
Yes. Super cute with like the big denim jacket. And she had a big boombox with her that she was playing Let's Go to the Mall on.
Good old Robin Sparkles.
Liz is the best. Sorry that I'm not going to see Liz down there this year, but it's a good reminder. I got to send a Turks over to Liz, see how she's doing. I shall do that right now. So let's just get out of here. That was your after show DragonCon memory. See you next week.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.